It's our business lounge feature where we catch up with a business leader who's made strides in his or her field. Today we speak to a gentleman who has made it his business to help enhance businesses that want to be prime for a merger with another company or even for sale to a potential acquirer. I'm joined in studio by Andrew Bulman. He's the CEO of D-Leaders Africa. Thanks very much for joining us, Andrew.
Thank you for having me.
So just tell us a little bit about your genesis, where you grew up and your educational background.
Okay, I'm Johannesburg born and bred. Currently live in Umhlanga. Went to school here, St. Martin's. Following that, my father had a textile company, and unfortunately, with the duties being dropped in 1990, we lost everything. So I had to find something to do. I couldn't go study, and at the time, South Africa was starting to open up. So I figured, you know, tourism is a growing industry, and you know, I was young and really, really ignorant, and I thought, how hard could it be? So I started an inbound tour operator, and which was a dismal failure, but I learned a lot of what not to do, and then following that, I decided I needed to get some form of stable education behind myself, so I did my CA part-time, articles at Grant Thornton, and then I worked for the Old Sage Insurance. I moved to New York for 2 years, came back, joined West Bank, and following that stint there, I have kind of been doing my own thing since.
Awesome. That sounds like a fantastic career. So once you left formal corporate, you say you've been doing your own thing since. Did you do other things before you set up D-Leaders Africa?
I did. I started, I suppose, like you know, a lot of people that left corporate, I started consulting to, you know, back to the listed and corporate market. And as that progressed more and more, I kind of defaulted into the SME space. So it was quite fortuitous, you know, that it kind of led from there into, you know, the mergers and acquisition space, and realizing that there's this pot of opportunity. And in my opinion, it's kind of the backbone of where a lot of investment and employment is gonna take place.
Super. So tell us about the work of D-Leaders Africa. What's your value proposition, and what tools do you use to enable businesses to become more attractive for sale or possible merger?
I think the biggest value proposition, it's a process designed for the seller. Typically, buyers would control a transaction. So it's, you know, when dealing with privately owned businesses, you don't have a formal market. It's not like a stock exchange. So you've got to create supply and demand. So really, we only focus on the seller. We only work with privately owned businesses. And there's a big reason for that, because it's probably more an emotional journey than a financial. Mm. And really, we have the advantage of knowing what the market is looking for. So that initial assessment, you know, getting our clients ready. So there's a lot of experience. We engage thousands of buyers a year locally and internationally. So we can kind of base it on reality versus opinion, which I love about the model, and it resonates with our clients.
So in terms of the nitty-gritties, what do you work with that business on in terms of enhancing its potential?
The biggest, the biggest issues are, there's got to be good governance. There's got to be succession. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs have built great businesses, but their equivalent has got their own business. So how do you replace them? And it's on growth. You know, ultimately, somebody's going to buy or invest in a business because there's a good growth trajectory. So a lot of the time, it's a little bit of refinement, you know, not necessarily too much restructuring, but it's packaging it in a way that it's attractive, you know, according to the eyes of what the market is looking for.
Super. So what have you found to be the most rewarding aspect of your career? You've talked about having failed. Do you think that's been positive for you? I mean, I've heard people like Richard Branson say that failing is great.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's critical, unfortunately. I think there's a stigma to it. There's a great book, Failing Forward, which I think is a very, very powerful approach to life. You know, it's the only way we're really going to learn. I think, the failures were important because you learn what not to do and what is important. It also creates humility. You know, I think ego is a massive killer. So, yeah, I think that it's all happened for a reason. And, you know, for me, it's the ability to interact and help someone who's invested 30 years in this economy to exit and leave a really powerful legacy and know that their staff is in good hands to move forward.
And what values would you say drive your leadership in business?
I definitely empathy is critical. I like leading from the middle. I don't think it's not about me. So obviously, you know, trust, integrity is critical. But I think it goes a step further. You know, it's really will you go to war with me and vice versa? Because it's not a pretty exercise. Humility is critical. You know, I think from that perspective, particularly in my industry, I think, you know, ego, as I mentioned earlier, is there. And I think extreme ownership. You know, and the last one is resilience. You know, I think that's ultimately things are going to go wrong. And as South Africans, we know they're going to go wrong. We got to just deal with it tomorrow and keep moving forward.
And before I let you go, what do you do as a busy businessman to unwind, to relax?
I spend time with my family. My wife, I've got a daughter who is 14 and a stepson that's 12. And yeah, and I do enjoy cooking. So that's probably my therapy. I don't do it enough, but I must say, when it gets to the weekend, it's good to unplug.
Indeed. Mm. Andrew, pleasure talking to you, and all the very best in your endeavors going forward. That was Andrew Bowman. He's the CEO of Deal Leaders Africa.